Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The last verse of 2 Kings 11 and the first verse of 2 Kings 12 reveal a remarkable coincidence. Quote, Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. That's chapter 11, verse 21. And then, quote, in the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash became king. Chapter 12, verse 1. So this boy, spared from the slaughter of Judah's royal line, was born at the same time that Jehu was unleashed to slaughter Israel's royal line. Only time would tell which of these kings would most effectively do the will of God. Jehu was used to eradicate the vile house of Ahab, but Jehoash would restore the house of the Lord. As is often the case, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Quote, he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba, verse 1. Motherhood has fallen on hard times in the West, but God still puts a premium on the dual privilege and responsibility of childbearing and child-rearing. As one woman responded when asked what she did, I raise men for God. But there was another influence in the young king's life. Quote, Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Verse 2. This is both a witness and a warning. It's good to have godly instructions, but they need to be transformed into godly convictions so that we can stand on our own. As was common with other kings, his efforts at reform were hampered because, quote, the high places were not taken away, verse 3. Nevertheless, Jehoash threw himself into restoring the Lord's house that had fallen into disrepair under the rule of Baal-worshipping Athaliah. After a disappointing period of time caused by the priest's neglect, the undertaking was finally completed. Of course, it's good to start well, but better if we also finish well. But that's a topic for our next study.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.